Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sam Legasic.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd.
This is the Podcast.
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Oddcast, movies, music, and gaming.
Whoa!
That's right, guys. We're here.
100% excitement, 100% energy.
Exactly. I've got my fucking energy injected into my eyeballs and it's coming out of my penis and it's going everywhere.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. That's just as well because we're about to play hit and a shit. So God knows what more could appear.
Exactly. This is where we take one hit and one shit of an artist or a band or whatever, of what we like and what we don't like of their body of work. The clue's in the name. One hit, one shit. Here we go. And today, we are going to be talking about Beyonce.
Whoa. She's got a famous husband, you know, Beyonce Knowles. It's
Kanye West.
No, it's the Antiques Roadshow veteran, Eric Knowles.
Oh, Eric Knowles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
No, he's still rocking in the free world, still banging Beyonce.
Oh, God. What's the age difference there, Jesus?
Significant.
Yes. You might think this is a bit of a turn up for the books. And yeah, there's a reason for that, because it is. Me and Dan aren't necessarily the biggest Beyonce fans. But though I wouldn't say that we think that she's absolutely dreadful, and this isn't going to be a complete, cynical, a horrible thing, because obviously we've got the hits that we want to talk about. Yeah. And there are some hits in there, and there is genuinely some songs that we like. I've seen her live. Did you know that, Dan?
No, I'm surprised. When did that happen?
She was, well, on the way to watching Queens of the Stone Age at Glastonbury,
yeah.
Beyonce was on, and I was walking through watching Beyonce. So I did see her live, even though I was kind of just walking around to get to Queens of Stone Age, but that's not the point. I have seen her.
It counts.
I have seen her live.
Tick, exactly. Done. Off the bucket list. You can die happy.
Yeah. And to be fair, everyone was very excited. It looked like she was putting on a good show.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think she's pretty good actually, because she's like a lot of big stars of different eras. When you get to being at the pinnacle of the industry, loads of other good people want to work with you. So some of the stuff she's done has been with some of the best songwriters and producers that are around. And I think they add a lot to the whole package, really. But I mean, her in and of herself, I think she's a pretty damn good entertainer.
Mm. for sure. Definitely. So Dan, let's start with you.
Okay.
And let's have your hit. What is it?
It is a single that I remember coming out, and so I heard it on the radio. It is from the album I Am Sasha Fierce, 2008, Diva.
I'm not the diva.
Let me stay fast. I told you, give me a minute and I'll be right back. 50 million around the world and they said that I couldn't get it. I done got so sick and filthy with binges I can't spin. How you gonna be talking? You act like I just got a pity. Been the number one diva in this game for a minute.
So I didn't mind it. I like that boom, boom, like bass.
Yeah.
I really hate those like snare, like taps, because they feel really fucking stock. Like and it also feels really dated, which it probably is, but I don't know when that was released.
But, 2008.
Okay. Yeah. And I really don't like that noise. So it's got a noise that I really like, and I know even that's like a bit stock, but still, and a noise that I really hate. And she's just doing her like flamboyant singing over the top, which I don't mind. And that, like, I'm a diva. I don't know. It reminds me of that. I don't know. Is it Die Antwoord or whatever that were in that Chappie film, that South African
Antwoord,
like something I can't remember.
I haven't heard their music.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of that, where it's like a bit hip hop and I don't know, whatever. But obviously this is a bit more flamboyant with her voice over the top. But I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it, but I would never listen to it again by choice though.
I didn't think you'd like it very much, to be honest. I think it's cool. Correct. I like that it's got kind of a bit of grime and dirt to it. It sounds a bit grubby. I quite like the attitude of that line as well. Diva is a female version of a hustler. It sounds like, I don't know, there's quite a lot of like really good pop stuff, I think, on this record. Mm-hmm. This feels like a little bit more of a kind of like underground kind of thing. It reminds me a bit as well, I think the big single on this album, right, or the lead single was Single Ladies. Mm-hmm. So that, I know there's a song she did. I know it's Girls That Rule the World. That's the one. Is that on this album?
Who runs the world? Girls.
I don't know if it is on this one, but that was kind of based on a Major Lazer track. And to me, this sounds a bit Major Lazer-y as well. There's like a bit more of a kind of like dance hall kind of thing going on. And like the moment when it kind of like drops and you've got this like ridiculously deep bass, just seems to hit it for me. So yeah, even though it's kind of like quite a strangely sparse track, I think it's quite, I don't know, it's got a little bit of quiet power in it.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Should we listen to my hit or my shit?
Yeah, I feel like we should end it on a down note.
I don't know if we want to end it on a high and have my shit now and end on my hit. What do you reckon?
Okay, let's go for a shit sandwich. Two shits in the middle.
Let's go ahead for some shit. So my shit, I have to tell you, is I don't know what album or anything this is on. I think it's an early one. It's Irreplaceable.
To the left, closet. That's my stuff, yes, if I bought it. Please don't touch and keep talking and mess, that's fine. But could you walk and talk at the same time, man? It's my name that's on that deck. So remove your back, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stand.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I could have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have another you by tomorrow.
Impersonal, improbable, impenetrable, but just shit. Ultimately,
I think easily replaceable. Yeah. If anything,
yeah.
36. Yeah, go on. What?
So 3 minutes of silence would have been better on the album. I mean, it's okay, isn't it? But it's just a bland, insipid, silly kind of pop song, really.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just that perfectly, like, very dated, nothing filler kind of track from a pop album, which I just thought was pretty damn awful. I just didn't like it one little bit.
It's got a lot of sass as well, which is one of those things that turns me off. A lot of, like, American R&B from this era. It's like, I bought my clothes in that closet. They're mine. Don't you touch them. There's a lot of this kind of like making a big deal of like, I can buy my own things, you know.
Yeah, it's all about being an independent woman and all this stuff. I mean, all that, I mean, that's what they've made their career on, kind of thing. Especially a lot of like female artists did around that time.
Yeah. Do you know who it reminds me of as well? That guy, Tiny Temper. He was a flash in the pan. He was a load of shit. He had a song where he bragged about he had so many clothes that he had to keep some at his nan's house.
So I filmed with Tiny Temper. I met him and recorded with him. Did you know that?
No. What, did you get a look at his clothes at his aunt's house?
No, I didn't. This is all in a studio. This is when I was working at MTV and we basically did a little pilot and it was pretty bad, to be honest. But Tiny Temper was the act. We had Tiny Temper and do you remember who was it? Like something, it's like Hudson and the Librarians or something. And then he went solo. Oh, what the fuck was his name? Idea. Mr. Oh God. He always reminded me of Paul Bettany with bleach blonde hair or something. And everyone was like, oh, he sings like Sting. It's like, oh, does he? Mr. Hudson or something?
Not ringing any bells.
I don't know. It was of that era, basically. But Tiny Temper was really small. And I remember there was someone we worked with called Joe, very sweet girl, woman, I should say now, what she was back then. But she was very much the apple of Tiny Temper's eye. And I think because they were both the same height, to be honest, they were both very small. But he was a nice guy. He was all right. But yeah, he did his thing. And I was just like, okay, this is something. So anyway, that was my shit. Dan, let's carry on this streak of turd. And what's next on your list? What's the shit? What's your shittest Beyonce track?
I mean, it's kind of difficult to just go for one. Nothing really sprung out as being particularly terrible. So I'm going for this one because it features an artist that I think also, it just drags it down, you know, to a new depth. So it's more about the addition of Mr. Sean Paul on this song, Baby Boy.
John DePaul. Okay.
Certified quality. And that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. What is the right way? That's my policy. John DePaul alongside Beyonce.
Come on.
Baby
That's
Boy.
On your shit list.
Baby Boy. Well, Sean Paul just annoys me. It's like this derivative nonsense over the top of it. Go on, tell me, girl. Beyonce. just really irritating. Right. Maybe with him not there, the song, it would be okay. But the other thing I don't like about it is this like inclusion of the kind of like Indian instrumentation. That there was quite a lot of that again around this time. This is 2003. It felt like it was a really gimmicky thing around this period.
What do you mean Indian?
Well, it's like kind of like sitar-y kind of sound.
Oh, right, yes.
Running throughout it. Yeah. All this sort of thing. There are quite a few tunes like that that kind of grafted in samples and things like this. And
yeah, you're right, actually, yeah.
I think there was one, I can't remember which one it was, but there was one that was like really successful. And that one goes like, dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Is that Chemical Brothers or something?
Depeche Mode.
Yeah. people are people.
It's what you just sang.
I admit it sounds similar. It does sound similar. Anyway, there was one big song, and it felt like there were loads of these with this like Bangra thing going on in them. Anyway,
Basically,
for those two reasons. But principally for Sean Paul, that is why it is in my shit list.
Sean Paul. I like Sean Paul. What do you think about that?
No, I don't believe you. You're just being controversial.
Oh, no. That's your job. That's what you're here for. I don't mind Sean Paul. I'll tell you why. I quite enjoy the sound of that style. And I enjoy it. We were talking about, Parappa the Rapper. And the frog and stuff, that kind of like Rasta kind of thing.
Sean Paul had as much charisma just in his little finger that Parappa's got in his whole being. What? Then.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You said that wrong. If he's got as much talent in his little finger as Parappa has what?
I was saying if he had as much talent just in his little finger that Parappa's got in his whole being.
Why would he have a little finger?
That would be enough to carry him through successfully into my gold list. But he doesn't even possess that.
Don't you mean if he had as much talent as like Parappa the Rapper's little finger or something?
There's
one specific Sean Paul track which I know the entire words for, including all the rapping stuff and everything. I can't remember what track it is. I can't remember what it is. Yeah, because it was just in the club during that time, that whole time when I was out every fucking night. It was everywhere for ages.
What is a Dutty Rock? Can you tell me?
I don't know. I don't actually know, but it's something they talk about a lot. I mean, he's done his thing with Sting, hasn't he? Him and Sting have done stuff together.
Pato Banton.
Who? I don't know who that is.
You don't know Pato Banton? Come back. Bye 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 bye.
No, I'm not thinking of that. It's a thing. They had an album out. Yeah, Sting and Sean Paul. They fucking toured. They did like Roxanne or whatever at the Grammys, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
Mate, they're like mates and whatever.
Oh my God.
He's still gone away.
I thought he'd gone.
No, he's still doing stuff. We love the Police. He's singing Police songs.
I can't believe it. This is terrible. Yeah, this is awful. Well, if you're listening and you're a Sean Paul fan, I apologise.
Why? I've just said I'm a Sean Paul fan.
Well, I think you're
for?
You're trying to get a response from me. I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe a word of it.
What's up to you? So with this
song... Sam's literally got his penis out to show me a Sean Paul tattoo.
No, well, we've got video... of footage, and that's not happening. Fibber. I think you're just saying that to get a response from me, actually. Be controversial. I'll have you know. The song, I am completely, don't care, basically oblivious to. I was going to say it's just like, yeah, okay, it was of that time. I think it was probably used on a film soundtrack or something. it's a thing. It was a thing that kind of came and went. I don't have an opinion on it, to be honest. It's not the worst thing I've heard. It's not something I would ever go out and listen to.
There we go.
But I can see why it makes your shit.
Let's end then now. Let's make things...
Hold on. Yeah. As I say, I've got my hit to go.
Yeah, bring things back up with a nice big golden track.
Well, I will. And I tell you what, Dan, I think I want to say this is actually her biggest hit. I might be wrong because that might actually be Single Ladies, which it isn't. But I know that as I'm looking at her Spotify page, it is crazy, and not crazy in love, but it has got over a billion listens.
Wow.
It is Halo.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down, and they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Halo, what did you think of that?
I'm surprised you chose that one. I haven't heard it before, which seems remarkable, really, for a song that's had a billion plays. Or a million.
Yeah.
Not my kind of thing, let's just say. I like some of the production quirks. But yeah, sort of, I don't know, you know, big ornate ballad, not really quite to my tastes. Why does this appeal to you?
I'll tell you why, because behind it, I actually think it's a really good melody. And I like how it's very simple and the way that it's basically just four chords, essentially. Mm. And the way her singing melody is over the top, it's never too... outlandish, I don't think, at any point. It's quite subdued for her, yeah. Let's say. I actually remember just covering it on a guitar. I didn't record it, maybe I did record it, but on like my phone or something. And was just playing around and I was like, it's actually a really, if you strip it right back and take all the production off, you've actually got the basis of actually a really, really nice, simple, very, very simple, like stupidly simple song. But obviously it's like with all these songs, really, they're all kind of boiled down to something. But I just like the harmonization between the vocals and the chords, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And I think if you hear my version of it, it'll bring you to tears, or something like that. But no, but like if you listen to like a very gentle kind of, you know, like how I always think, you know, like Steve Zissou, Life Aquatic, whatever, Wes Anderson, there's the guy on the mandolin who plays the David Bowie songs. Okay, it's like, yeah, I think if you did something like that with this song, you'd actually be like, oh, that's really nice, actually, which is kind of what I was going for. And that's why it's my hit. It's my favorite. It's by far my favorite Beyonce song. When it does come on the radio, I do tend to keep it on because it also feels quite... sad, and you know what I'm like with all like sad songs. It's jubilant and quite triumphant, but at the same time it's actually a bit sad as well, and that's kind of why I like it. It shows a bit more emotional depth.
Nice. Then, yeah,
single ladies put your hands up. that's a party song. It's not about that so much.
Yeah, something simple, a bit more of a slightly scaled back and muted affair, but yeah, I can see that. Why you'd like that. I'd be interested to hear your stripped back version. Maybe, yeah. Sam, you should grab your guitar and we'll play the show out with your version.
Well, unfortunately, around my children are asleep, so I will not be doing that. Maybe next time I'll do a little thing. I mean, it is literally four chords. It's not like, that's the thing, is that if you do, I think when I tried to do it, I tried to cut it short because I was like, there's nothing much here. Like, I'm just doing first chorus, end.
Well, a lot of it is in the building arrangement, isn't it?
Exactly.
Takes it to the big emotional climax. So it's just with your guitar trying to achieve climax, and that's going to be a little bit more difficult.
I've done that. I've done that.
No doubt.
I can achieve a climax in any situation, Dan.
To your credit, that's one of the things that people always say to me that they admire about you.
Yeah. Able to perform, able to climax on command.
Yeah. Can perform at the highest level.
And it doesn't matter what I'm doing. Could be doing some kind of dangerous, like, window cleaning job on top of the shard. And I'll still manage a good old climax. It's a lie. I've never been up the shard. Anyway, so thanks everyone for listening. That was it. Hit and a shit for Beyonce. Dan,
yes.
If you like it, can I stick it in your ring? Is that how it goes? Sorry, what's the lyric?
I don't know. What are these lyrics? I know what you're talking about now. I know what you're talking about.
Mm.
It's, if what's you that? Like a single lady, stick a ring in her.
What? Stick a ring in her? Right.
Don't ask me. I didn't write it.
It's also quite sexist, if you know. Okay, well, thanks for that. Jesus, on that note, we do enjoy a bit of Beyonce.
Going to go away and, explore the catalogue.
God. Yes, okay, you do that.
So if anyone's got any hit recommendations, let us know.
Sure, please do. Thanks everyone for listening, and goodbye. See ya.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter Podcast Network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram @anewwinter, Twitter @anewwinter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/anewwinter. Thanks for listening and see you again soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.